Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Welcome to Become More Studios.
Good morning, Carmen. Did you like give us a new name or something?
I did. What do you think?
I like it, actually.
It sounds like we have to make more infrastructure.
Ooh. Yeah, it might be, but you know, that's a good thing for you, Scott. You're good at that.
No, I'm refusing to do this one. So I am being ruthlessly discerning. It's not on the strategic plan, so the answer is no.
Oh,
sorry. Carmen, the answer isn't no. The answer is not right now.
Not right now. But you can still call it that. We're just
you
not
can call it whatever you
structure yet.
We don't want to leave people the impression we know what we're doing and we have like all of this wonderful stuff.
Studio.
Recorded live in front of a studio audience.
We'll just put in the canned people laughing in the background. Yeah. Applause. Yeah. I think that would be absolutely strange.
Well, because it is February,
yeah,
I thought perhaps love should be part of our chat today.
Oh no, Scott's gonna freak out. Emotions?
Well, you know, like in the context of the workplace. Oh. So my question for you guys today is, do you need to love your job to be happy?
All you need is love. Okay, Scott, do you need to love your job? That's to be happy.
Yeah, do you need to love your job? Wow, that is a tough question because I think but part of me wants to say, well, yeah, but I don't know that you need to.
Well, Scott, I actually read a really, really, really interesting article about this tied to burnout. Okay. And so what they really talked about in this particular case was, no, you don't need to, quote unquote, love your job. What you do need is to love a portion of your job. And what they were really saying is there are times when you really get ingrained in, like, you know, your head's down and you're getting your work done and it's like you're in this groove, and all of a sudden you look up and the clock is gone and time is flown. When you are actually in the groove, in that thing,
that zone,
that's the word. Thank you, Carmen. When you are in the zone, that is oftentimes the part of the job that calls to us. And when we can recognize that, and when we can say, hey, you know, that's the part of the job that kind of brings me joy and gives me energy. And it isn't always necessarily like happy, like love, like February, but it's this thing that maybe it challenges us or, you know, forces us to think, and we enjoy that thinking or whatever that is that really, like, it works.
Feed your soul.
Yeah, it works for us. If we can have that and it's 20% of what we do on a regular basis, that is enough to be engaged at work.
Yeah. I think there's a risk of people falling into a little bit of a trap when you talk about love your job, that when you have those things, I know of no job that doesn't have things that people don't like to do. There's always something.
Yeah. I talk about that in terms of even when you have a horse.
Yeah.
You still got to shovel shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you hire someone to do that.
Well, if you're fortunate enough, but most of us don't make enough money to have them do the crap part of our job. Yeah. So it comes with even the thing that you love the most. Right.
And I think there's a risk of you could fall into a trap to say, well, I don't love it because I don't love everything, or these three things drag me down. So the 20, I hadn't read that article. The 20% makes sense to me. There's a piece of me that thinks that's kind of low, because that would be one day. To me, I think there's likely a bit of a continuum. You probably can't have one day where you get to do the stuff you really get in the zone about, and 4 days of misery.
And that's really what it talked about. You know, it really talked about is if you just look at your daily work and you find those spots, and the example that it actually went is they had someone who said, hey, what part of your job do you like? And there was an anesthesiologist who said, my favorite part is when I'm trying to figure out that fine line, because that fine line in terms of having someone to be, you know, under for the surgery is actually not its art as much as it is science. And in that space, you are really, really have a person's life in your hands. And for many people, that would be the thing that freaks them out, right? And for this particular doctor, that was the moment, that spot, when he found that sweet spot, that was the thing that brought him the most joy at work. And the research went on to say there was a bunch of other things, you know, that other people would look at. But in this, they would say, that's terrible. But that was his joy.
Yeah. So his joy was playing God.
Well, I think maybe just a titch. But with that said, I think it was because it was hard and because it's not something that just anybody could do. And he had this special sauce for that. That was like his gift. Mm-hmm. And in that thing, what it really talked about is we oftentimes concentrate on the crap.
Yeah.
And when we look at our job and we have all the stuff that we have to do and we say, oh, I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. And all you're doing is concentrating on what's wrong. That's part of what burns us out and brings us down versus finding whatever that sweet spot is, your gift, the thing that comes easily to you and the thing that lets you be in the groove, and focusing on the fact that the position that you have allows you to do that. And hopefully you can find more and more and more of that if you look in terms of, well, this slice of my job is that. Oh, and so is this slice of my job. And as you look at that throughout your day, if you can find 20% of the day where you do something well and you're good at it and it's your secret sauce, that can lead to engagement and that can keep you from getting burned out in what you do. And I think the popular media wants to talk about us being happy all the time and wants us to think that, yeah, you have to love your job. And maybe it's finding what you love about your job.
There's a mindset piece you're talking about. What is my perspective and how am I thinking about the things that I do at work?
Yes.
I also think there's a purpose piece that has to go with this.
The meaning?
I can love this, but if I can't pay my bills or if it's not leading to, you know, whatever your goal in life is, your goal in life could be to move up and you know, move into leadership or whatever that is. Your goal in life could be I'm saving for retirement by age X. It could be, you know, I want my kids to be able to go to this college or whatever.
Heavy alignment piece.
Yeah. So there is, I think, both of these, which to me is all about mindset and perspective, how you're thinking about the work. And I could, I only get to do the stuff I love 20% of the time. If you have that perspective, no job is going to satisfy you or that you'll like, let alone love.
Well, that's the opposite of what the intention, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah. No, I know. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And the piece about that, and I think you're right, Scott, in terms of this piece, what were you made to do? And that is a question that I think a lot of people just kind of, I'm going to use this word, sheep walk through life. And they think, well, I have this job. That means I should get the next job. And then I should get the next job. And then I should get the next job. Or I got in this career and the typical career path of someone in this kind of position does this. And they don't think about the work itself and how they would like to spend their time because it's, quote unquote, the thing that you do once you get into that career path. And you said, well, some people becoming part of leadership. Well, heck, if you don't really think about that, you may hate leading other people. You may prefer to be an individual contributor. And I think that's the mistake too, is that we haven't taken the time to align our decisions with what's really important to us.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.